Alright guys, so today's podcast is going to be the number 110 from the BFR Music Podcast. I'm your host, Paolo Yerviz Vargas. Let me make sure this thing just on correctly. Yeah, so make sure if you're listening to our podcast on YouTube, BeatShoot, and Rumble, make sure that you like and subscribe. You're listening to the podcast in Anchor.fm. Hey, make sure to use share with your friends, your family. You never know when they need the help, and maybe listening to some of them, the things that I speak, they can help get some of the help. So let's go to episode number 110. Today's episode is mistakes are good for learning. Okay, mistakes are great and good for learning. So we're gonna do a couple definitions. After that, I'm gonna share a little bit of my opinion, some examples where you can just really learn how to learn from your mistakes, and hopefully you guys can get a great content today. So let's start from the beginning, and of course, let's just define what is a mistake, okay? So mistake is basically a wrong judgment, misunderstanding, a wrong action or statement proceeding from faulty judgment. Mistakes can be something that you think it was one side and it happens to be another side. Yeah, mistakes are things that basically are out of the results, right? Out of the equation. An error, a goof, a sleep off, something that is incorrect, okay? Things that are not aligned, okay? Mistakes are something that you can go to the school of relativism and say there's no such thing as mistakes, right? There's just wrong placements, right? But we're going to just focus on the mistakes where you know that you did something wrong, right? And you need to fix it. Okay, so now let's just define what are the mistakes good for. So we're learning something new. There's an instance where trials and error helps rather than hinders, according to recent findings by Baycrest researchers. The research found that evidence that mistakes that are a near miss can help a person learn the information better than if no error were made at all. Okay, this is sciencedaily.com. You can just type it on in Google. You can just find the information yourself. So basically, mistakes, there's two school of thoughts on this. Let me just try to refine it. So there's a school of thought that said, you know what? Mistakes are something that you should never do because you're a perfect human being and you better get those A's. You don't get those A's, you know, you're a loser. All right, that's the mistake. One school. The other school of thought said like, hey, no. Just go through life with mistakes and then you'll figure out. Yeah. Even though that sounds kind of good, that sounds okay, it's too much to the left side, you know, it's too much, right? The good combination is a little bit of both, right? Where you want to do 100% of what you think is correct, and then something happens, you want to learn. Example, you're doing a new job, they give you material to study it, and you don't want to make mistakes. So in order for you to really get 100%, you study. You get to the interview or the paid training or whatever, and they say, okay, Paolo, let's see if you learn your material very well, and you start spewing all the information by memory. All of a sudden, they tell you, you're doing very good, but you're doing a mistake. You say, what? I just give you the 100% of the material by memory. They say, no, your mistake is you sounding like a robot. You know the theory, but it doesn't sound like you understand the problem or the information. Now, that mistake is not something bad, right? That's just a feedback where you can just sit down and say, you know what? Let me just go back and, you know, reframe that and just incorporate that new information. Now, the other side of this is that they tell you that feedback and you say, you know what? No, they don't know anything. I'm the one that know this because I just spent hours just studying this thing. So we know what's the problem with that, right? So the problem with that is you develop a huge ego, and then at the end of the day, you just stay the same for the rest of your life. I remember when I was doing juries, piano juries back in the day, right? I used to to know a lot of pianists that they would just have a big ego, knowing that there could be some space to improvement, but when they will never do it. So they will take these piano lessons and they will never learn from the mistake. They thought because they feel comfortable with the key that they can just, you know, go with it. And even though the teacher would just give them feedback, hey, your scale sounds bad, your pedal is muddy, your arpeggios all over the place, your tempo is wrong, all these mistakes were happening, but they decided never to learn from it because they know it all, right? What happened? So every time they will have the juries or the final test, they will fail, right? Badly. They will fail badly. And what happened is they would just drop off and just keep playing the piano like they thought it was best. So in my case, when I started playing the piano, I was 18 years old. So for me, it was important, right, to get that feedback of my mistakes. Because the quicker I would just get this feedback, I can just change things faster or change things for the better or change things in a way where, hey, I don't have time. I need to just make sure I get a lot of feedback. So I was spending hours and hours and hours practicing the piano, right? And I will always think like, oh, man, I reached out this point, right? And then when I will go to the class, they will tell you, okay, thank God you reached out to this point, but you're making these mistakes. So what that gave me was a great opportunity for me to understand that even though I'm practicing, I'm getting better, there are always mistakes. And it is for me to understand that those mistakes are not bad. It's just to show me that I have room for improvement. Think about the line. I go again with the line. Imagine that you have a line, right? But that line is just being bent. And it's go up and down. Like waves. Your mission is to make sure that line just go back like a straight line, like a perfect straight line, right? Notice that when you start fixing things, that line gets straighter and straighter and straighter and straighter. Even if it goes almost a 99% straight, there's gonna always be that small difference where you're gonna always have that curve. Right? That little bend. But that bend is always a good space for you to improve. Okay? So remember that. Now, why are they good for learning? Right? The way I see mistakes is that's the fastest way you have for a feedback. Okay? When you go through life by yourself, right? Now mistakes happen differently. Now mistakes happen with a result. Right, let's say you don't pay your car loan, you don't pay your loans, you don't pay a lot of these credit cards. You get a mistake right away. That mistake is just a bad credit card. Okay, so now you have a feedback. So now you have to just determine what you want to do. You go in the dating market, right? And now you don't know what's a good partner or not. You start dating a lot of partners, right? You get to weird experiences. You make a lot of mistakes. You say, damn, I shouldn't have done that round. This person just, I was sitting down waiting for this person for hours. Why I did stay? I should have just, stand up and go. All these things, right? All this mistake, you start learning, right? Now you start developing more about an awareness about these mistakes. You start becoming a better person. Secondly, you start, let's say you're leading with people and people are treating you a certain way, right? That let's say you're having conversations with people and all of a sudden you're noticing that people are treating you a certain way. You don't recognize why you're doing it or why you're receiving that result, but at least you're recognizing that there's a mistake and that mistake needs to be fixed. That was my own situation where I was just noticing a lot of people were treating me a certain way, right? And no matter where in the world I was traveling, people would just treat me a certain way. And I didn't like that. So I started looking at myself and said, you know what? I might be doing a mistake. So it's time for me to just change how I just present myself. And most importantly, what kind of space I just allow people to come into my world, okay? So with that, you know, I learned how to be presentable, how to just approach things, how to have my boundaries, right? Where now I want people to see me different. And most importantly, I act accordingly where I want to just be perceived. Yeah, very important. Now, if making a lot of mistakes is okay, not quite. Let me just tell you why. If you're making a lot of mistakes, right, that means that you're not aware that you're even making it, right? You're not even aware that you're making a lot of mistakes. Let me just give you an example. I'm not saying keep making mistakes, keep failing forward, right? One thing is just keep making mistakes and failing forward, right? And one is just making mistakes and just falling back. If you fall back, right, you're just standing up in the same place, right? If you fall forward, you're at least feeling a little bit closer to your goal. There's a difference. Mistakes is like you fall back, just to give you a brief description, and you're standing from the same place. If you are a person, let's say you're making a mistake that you're pushing people away, right? People don't want to talk to you, or people simply don't want to associate with you, or people simply like to just talk trash about you, but then you don't look at yourself in the mirror. You say, wait, maybe I'm just allowing these things to happen, right? But you keep making these mistakes. Maybe you're portraying this energy to people, right? And yes, this is something you do daily. People are screaming at me. Maybe you're screaming at people back. Maybe there's a mistake there. Maybe you have to just reach out to yourself and your soul and make sure that maybe the way you're portraying the outside, that's how people are portraying you and want to just throw that back at you. There's a lot of ways where you can really reframe what is a mistake, right? Now, in the world, especially me as a pianist, right, I have to go to very small details to understand what anatomy is, right, are just giving me an easier way to play the instrument. So right now, before I did the podcast and I came from work, I worked my hour and a half, right? That's the only time that I have, and I was very detailed, just making sure that a lot of the mistakes were not repeated, right? The one thing is just going through passages and I'm practicing mistakes, right? That's not good. So I have to fix the mistakes and make sure that mistake is fixed and understood. And then come to the podcast. Every time that I listen to myself on the podcast, I listen to things that I don't like and I try to fix them, right? Even though I don't like it, I have to just put my ego down and say, you know what? This is a great opportunity for me to really fix what I'm trying to say, okay? Since my first language is not English, it's Spanish, right? Even though I took English classes since I was a little Head Start kid or priest, kindergarten, right? But I never used it, right? So now all these things are just coming together, right? Into a more concise ideas. Now that this comes with me accepting that I'm not a perfect person, right? In order for you to just move through this, you have to accept that you're not perfect. You're imperfect. And that's okay. You want to master things. You don't want to perfect things. You want to achieve greatness, right? But you don't want to achieve delusion. That is very important. Why is that important? You want to always grow, and never stop growing. You don't want to stop. That's why perfection is just one of the biggest lie someone can tell you, because it's a way for them to just not admit the fact that they're imperfect, they have failure in their life. I want to be perfect. I want to do things perfectly. I'm a perfect person, and I'm so perfectionist that I nobody cares about that. People only cares about results and how can you fix those results. In order for you to fix those results, you have to be right in the arena. You have to perform in the arena, okay? You have to perform in the arena of life, which is more important. Nobody cares if you have everything perfect, well, you know, rehearsed. That will come with skill, right? With discipline. You have to just, of course, you have to just practice those things, but you have to execute. Practice, execute. Practice, execute, and so on and so forth. In order for that process to happen, you have to admit that you're not perfect. In conclusion, learn from your mistakes. It is important. Now you don't have a teacher. You don't have mom and pop. The closest thing you can have is a mentor. If you don't have a mentor, find a mentor online, right? Make sure that you identify yourself with those mentors. Make sure that you identify where you're doing wrong. It's important for you to understand that in order for you to move in life, you need, of course, to learn from your mistakes. This was episode 110 from the P Alpha Music Podcast. I really appreciate you guys, the way that you guys are communicating in the comment section. People are just really sharing my content. I really appreciate it. I love this thing, even though it's almost 1 a.m. here in Milwaukee. But things need to be get done. If you're listening to the podcast and you know, in the video streaming, make sure that you like and subscribe. And YouTube, BitChute, and Rumble, everything. If you're listening to the podcast, you know, in a different platform, you know, Spotify, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Anchor.fm, make sure that you share with your friends and family. I'm going to really appreciate it. I don't have Facebook, but in the other social media, Twitter, I'm on Twitter. I'm just posting these things on Twitter, right? Hopefully someone can click it and just get enlightened, whatever. But I would really appreciate if you share your share content. You can support as well by just clicking, just playing the podcast. With this was your host from the PFA Music Podcast, episode number 110. I'm out. Peace.